started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Stories making headlines this evening. Government pays over 6.1 billion kwacha to FRA maize suppliers. Five men die after drinking illicit home-brewed beer in Zimba. And Eswatini confirms receiving $5.1 million from the U.S. for accepting deportees.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Government says it has so far paid out over 4.8 billion kwacha directly to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and an additional 1.2 billion kwacha in the auxiliary costs to farmers across the country. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament on payments to farmers who supplied maize to the FRA during the 2025 crop marketing season, Agriculture Minister Mdolopiri said this brings the total amount paid so far to over 6.1 billion kwacha. Mr. Piri said that by the close of the marketing season, a total of 1.6 million metric tons of maize valued at 11.3 billion kwacha had been supplied by 846,655 farmers from across the country. He said government is making arrangements to clear the outstanding balance and will continue paying until the last farmer is settled, reiterating that government remains committed to honoring all pending payments.
A total of 1,667,921.15 metric tons valued at 11,314,750,520 kwacha was supplied by a total of 846,655 farmers from across the country. Think of the jump, Madam Speaker. This is an increase of 307% above the planned target of 543,000.
Police in Zimba are investigating a case of sudden and unnatural death in which five male adults died after consuming a home-brewed illicit beer locally known as Java in Mafumba area. In a statement, Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo said the matter was reported yesterday by Ward Councillor Mabi Siachivaka. He said the deaths occurred between November 16th at 20 hours and November 17th at 14 hours. Mr. Namalongo has identified the deceased as Kenneth Siachuzi, 59, Kelvin Gumbwe, 43, Phineas Muntengwana, 40, Jethro Mudundu Siaka Chelele, 60, and Christopher Kinavanyama, 45, all from villages under Chiefs Siama Watachere and Sipa Tunyana. He said the group had gathered at Mafumba Market on November 16th to drink beer and brewed an illicit mixture made from water, sweetened powder, floor polish, tire mending solution, and methylated spirit. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has challenged young people to aim for entrepreneurship, stressing that no one will get rich by working for someone unless it is for survival. Speaking during the 2025 Youth Connect National Summit in Lusaka, under the theme Green Hustle, Mrs. Nalumango urged youth to embrace agribusiness, innovation and digital tools to create wealth and jobs for themselves and others. The Vice President reminded youths of government support, including access to land across the country and CEEC loans, and encouraged them to dream big and invest in sustainable enterprises.
But if you are looking for prosperity, you need to be an entrepreneur. You need to be an innovator. When I looked back and I saw every day, and I was a very committed person, and I came back just like I had gone in, except that 42 dresses more than the one dress I had.
And Youth, Sport and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu said government is committed to empowering youths through mentorship, access to finance and innovative agri-business initiatives. Meanwhile, UN Resident Coordinator Beatrice Mutali praised the summit for equipping youths with skills, market access and mentorship, noting that Zambia ranks among the top 5 globally for youth-led innovation and top 3 in Africa.
Through meaningful participation in decision-making, building knowledge and capacity, and fostering intergenerational collaboration, it also aims to make the UN workforce more youth-inclusive, placing young people at the center of global transformation for a more inclusive and sustainable future. I'm proud to share that Zambia ranks among the top 5 global performers and top 3 in Africa.
Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima says Zambia has made significant progress in combating disease outbreaks, including cholera and anthrax, and has called for strengthened joint efforts in fighting public health threats across the region. Speaking when he officiated at the 3rd Regional Advisory Committee RAC meeting, Mr. Muchima expressed concern that some countries delay reporting outbreaks, which allows diseases to spread easily to unprepared neighboring states. He said the convening of the RAC meeting under the Health Emergency Preparedness Response and Resilience Multi-Phase Program, whose 10 member countries include Zambia, Malawi, Ethiopia and Rwanda, will help safeguard regional health security through collective action and solidarity.
Zambia is proud to represent and to be an active participant in the HPPRR initiative. Our national efforts are aligned with the regional agenda and continental security framework. In Zambia, we have strengthened platforms for collective disease surveillance and early detection, trying to reduce workshops, cross-border roads, collaboration with our neighbors, and integration of formal principles into the national preparedness plan.
And World Bank lead specialist and acting practice manager for health, nutrition and population global practice, Dr. Ramesh Govindaraj, says the program, a $1.5 billion 7-year initiative funded by the bank, will play a critical role in helping countries combat health emergencies.
As you all know, this is a 7-year program, and we are already past the 2-year mark, which we reached in September. We only have 5 years left in this program, and for many countries that are closing in early 2030, this is more like 4 years. The question facing us, therefore, is the following. Are we on track to deliver the results we envisioned for this $1.5 billion program? On the bright side, some countries and both the regional institutions are dispersing well and have registered important progress in very many areas.
Meanwhile, East, Central and Southern Africa Health Community Director General Ntuli Kapolongwe says strong progress has been recorded since the last meeting in Addis Ababa, with member states expanding surveillance systems, strengthening digital platforms, enhancing laboratory capacity and improving emergency operations centers.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment